Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fleetwood Mac brings back.
You can take me to paradise.
Christian McVeigh on vocals. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga. Olala.com is one of her websites, O-L-A-L-A-N. Also, yellowwoodgroup.com is her other website, and where you can find out more about how she helps companies just like yours put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Olala, thank you again for hanging out with us. Olala is here at this point. She's been with us many times over the years, but now today she's here to help us understand Black History Month. And Olala, in this segment, I want to call this Black Future Month.
Okay.
So we've talked about the history. Let's talk about Black Future Month. And so I'm troubled as an American, as a person who believes in the Constitution and who wants everyone. I don't care who you are. Gender, race, whatever, I don't care. I want everyone to have the opportunity to claim the American dream. And it troubles me as that person, not a white American, not a white American who may or may not be a Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. As an American, it troubles me that if you're black and you're a Republican, you're seen as some kind of an aberration, that's not... Not only is it not natural, but it's actually disloyal. You are a Republican and you are a Black American. So tell us what you think.
I think that the statement that you made is very true, and I would say that the people closest to me have probably treated me the worst with regard to that. I have had, just for lots of reasons, have had to change my party affiliation. I'm actually what is technically referred to in North Carolina as unaffiliated.
Ah.
And that's just probably a story for another day.
Why have you had to do that?
I really fell out of love with the Republican Party this last go-around.
Okay. Okay.
And I really struggled with where we were moving as a party.
That's not good news for Republicans if Olala is falling out. I'm serious. I'm not making a joke. I mean that truthfully. That's a bad indication.
Yeah. I really struggled, but
But you didn't move to the Democrat side either.
I didn't. Because at the time that I needed to change my political affiliation, I was just as dismayed with the Democrats as I was with the Republicans. But to address your question,
let me rephrase my question then.
Yeah. Okay.
If what's it going to take for a black person to be comfortable not being a Democrat? Let's just say that they're not necessarily they love Republicans. They fall in love with Republicans, but they're recognizing that the Democrat Party might not be representing them. What do you think?
Wow. I think that we live in a country where we get to choose, and historically, blacks have been represented, at least this back half of our American history, have been represented by the Democratic Party. But that was not always true. It was actually Republicans. And if you were to look
That's
at
right.
our history,
oh, yeah, back in
Republicans
the, in Reconstruction, absolutely.
Okay. So I do think
the
that's
first black politicians in America were Republicans.
Were Republicans.
That's right.
So I think maybe there's a reason why my son insists that there be Black History Month so that blacks can catch up and really kind of recognize
right.
the true roots of our political history. But I do believe that we tend as blacks to kind of beat up on black Republicans for a lot of reasons, and often it's because they say that we're trying to be white. And I don't see political affiliation as being a race. It has
right.
to do with where you sit on the line.
But it has to do with being enfranchised. It has to do with where can you personally seek the American dream the best.
Absolutely. So that's my take on it. Like I said, my family has disagreed. They've referred to me, as a bit of the political black sheep in the family for
yeah.
a long time. But,
this is the only statement. As you know, this whole segment view, I've been asking a lot of questions. I haven't made a lot of statements. But I will tell you that the black community in America will never be fully empowered as long as it is predictable by any party.
Ooh, that's a good point.
You see my point?
Yeah.
As long as if Democrats think that the black community is predictable, they'll never get what's best for them, in my opinion.
Right.
And if it flipped over to the Republicans, I would say the same thing.
Right, absolutely.
I'm not saying blacks should become more Republican. I just think they should become less predictable.
There we go. I love that.
That's Lala, thank you for being here. I really appreciate you, the courage. You know I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
and good job today. Come back soon.
I certainly will. Take care.
Olala Njinga, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We need more Olalas in America. I can tell you that right now. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.